Hey, how you doing?
Hey Robert, how are you?
I'm busy, busy, busy. Yeah, stay busy for an old man. Anyway, you want to see the two buildings again?
I've already seen them,
Okay, what kind of price you want to offer me?
I mean, I'd like to make something work between the two of us that works for you and
Yeah, well, I understand that. You want to make something work, and I want to make something work too, and I don't want to be at a loss.
sure. So, I mean, I know you got people renting them out,
No, I only have one tenant in one and a couple in the other.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Tell you what, write up an offer and mail it to me, or email it to me.
Well, I tell you, I buy a good amount of houses per month. It'd be really just kind of a waste of time, and my time and your time, just to write you something for you to say no. I mean,
Yeah, well, that's the business way of doing it.
I understand, but I mean, if we can't have a conversation that's even relevant to an offer, what's the point?
All right, then give me a price.
I mean, it needs every, I think you understand the amount of work it needs.
Yeah, not as much as you want to claim it does.
Well, for to get top dollar for what you're asking, I would say that that's, relevant. So, I mean, when you say you don't want to take a loss at this thing, tell me what you mean by that.
I don't want to take a loss. I've already invested at least $250,000 in the two buildings.
Right. So I'm interested in them, it'd be a cash offer as is. I mean, I'd obviously be taking it with the tenants in there, and they're underpaying for rent, but the condition is relevant to how much they're paying.
Right.
So,
All right. Throw a price at me.
I have properties over there. What are you looking to get for them?
The least I would settle for is maybe two
You said
or
92? Is that what you said?
yeah, two.
Two. Two
Two
what?
200, comma 00 0.
One more zero. Yeah.
200,000. Maybe we can negotiate 175.
I mean, I'll be honest, can you confirm the bedrooms and bathrooms in each unit?
Well, there's two downstairs on 203. There's I put a shower, a corner shower in, so that's a three-quarter bath. Upstairs is a full bath. Next door is
They're
a
both two
full bath.
bedrooms, one bathroom, though, right?
Huh?
They're both two bedrooms, though, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Two bedrooms, each floor. One's got a three-quarter bath and one has a full bath.
Right.
And the other building has a full bath downstairs. And upstairs doesn't have any baths
Do
because I'm not
you
finished
have
yet.
a mortgage on this thing?
No mortgage, it's free. I don't have any mortgage. I don't have any mortgage on any of my properties.
I mean, I'm interested in it. I'll be honest with you though. I'm from the area, and I don't even I don't even think it would make sense for me to make an offer because I'm not at 175. You know, I'm not far off, but I'm not at 175.
Well, if you're not at 175, we don't have any conversation. That's the least I'll take for the two of them.
Even if I'm paying all closing costs and commissions?
There is no commission. It's not in the real estate.
Right.
Closing costs is minimal. So, you're talking about an all cash offer, right?
Yeah.
All right, so what is your closing cost? You and I could go sit in the bank, you sign the paperwork, notarize, and that's it. And you put the check in the bank.
Well, I mean,
there ain't no big deal. You have an attorney and I'll have mine.
Yeah, so we do it with the settlement agent. And I mean, where I'm coming at is, you know, don't have to deal with, you know, inspections and all this. You know, we buy it as is.
Well, I know that already.
Right.
Well, I'm not going to drop the price. Because I can put it on the open market and I'll probably get more.
How come you haven't done it?
Because I got two tenants. One of the guys that lived there with his wife, I brought him down from New York and been working for me for about 4 years.
Mm.
The other guy, I bought the building with him in it. So.
Right. I mean, I'm close, but.
I'm listening.
I mean, I'd really like to be around the 150 range.
No, forget it.
You're stuck.
I'm stuck either that way or I'm putting it on the fair market and I know I'll get more. I'm not going to change. I'm not going down. I mean, if you take it and you put maybe $20,000 in it, you could flip it and maybe make a $500,000. So, I mean, why are you complaining about 175?
This property is not worth $500,000.
That's what you think.
Well, that's what I know, sir.
You've been in the business as long as me. I know better.
Okay, well, I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm telling you what's in fact. And,
okay, those are your thoughts. Okay. My education tells me more.
Tell me what makes this property is worth $500,000. Tell me.
Because I bought it. And I brought it up to par to reach at least two.
Okay. But there's no $500,000 properties that are around.
Well, if I do a little more on the other side, I'll get that.
Okay. Well.
My realtor tells me that. So, I mean, you want to get it cash, so I'm giving you a break. But I'm not going to give it to you.
If you get a $500,000, I'd say, you know, why wouldn't you just do that to get $500,000 if you really think that you could get that?
Yeah, I know I can. So, I mean, either you take that $175 or forget about it, you know, because I'll work on it. Mm-hmm. Call me back when you decide. I'm trying to do the cabinets now. So.
Can you send me some pictures by chance?
No, I'm not going to send you no pictures. You said you saw it already.
I've seen the outside. I haven't seen the inside.
All right, then make an appointment with me to see the inside.
Well, here's the thing, you know, and I'll let you go after this, but I buy a lot of houses, 20 houses.
I don't care how much you bought. I bought houses, too. I'm from New York. I've sold brownstones. Now, you think you go look it up what brownstones cost. And I renovated them.
$1 million in any ecosystem.
Listen, sir, I don't want to argue with you.
Me either, but I just want to be factual.
No, listen to me. Listen to me. No. Listen to me. That's my firm price. I'm not going under that, period. Other than that, I'm going to continue the work that I'm doing, and I know what I can get. So, please, I've been doing this for at least 30 years.
All right.
And I'm still energetic enough to continue to do it. So, I mean, I'm giving you a good offer. You ain't going to get anything better than that.
Let's say we come to the agreement. How long would you need?
30 days? Is that a lot? Or is it not enough?
That's not. I mean, that'd be plenty on my understanding. I mean, it's more than I want to pay, but I know the area.
No, it ain't more than what I know. You would like to steal it. That's what you want to do, but no.
Well, no, I wouldn't want to steal it. Then
yes, you do.
Then technically, it wouldn't be mine because I stole it.
Yeah, but you want to undermine my value for it. So call me back because I'm trying to buy cabinets for a new kitchen I'm doing.
Okay, I'll give you a call back later on, and if we want to go forward at 175, do you have any restrictions on going forward today?
No, call me. Call me, tell me you're ready to spend that money for it, and
all right.
We can set it up.
Let me give you a call. I'll look at it some more.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.